Welcome to the God Minute, my brothers and sisters. This is Father Michael, along with the rest of the team, on this, the 23rd day of December. We're just that close. Thank you for joining us in prayer today. Let us begin as we do all things, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 84, Prayer of a Pilgrim. How lovely is your dwelling, O Lord of hosts! My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord.
My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. As the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest to settle her young, my home is by your altars, Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They never cease to praise you.
Better one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Better the threshold of the house of my God than a home in the tents of the wicked.
For a sun and shield is the Lord God, bestowing all grace and glory. The Lord withholds no good thing from those who walk without reproach.
O Lord of hosts, bless the one who trusts in you. O Lord of hosts, blessed the one who trusts in you.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9. Verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
One of my favorite things as we approach the Christmas season is seeing all of the Christmas lights around the city of Chicago. While I know it is such a simple thing, for whatever reason, they bring me quite a bit of joy. There's something just about being so hopeful and seeing all those little lights in the darkness of the winter. Plus, let's be honest, who can be sad while looking at Christmas lights? I understand my analogy is relatively simple, but I think as we approach the season of Christmas, it's an excellent reminder of what's to come. Just like our reading from Isaiah today says, even though we are walking through a great darkness, we have seen a great light. I think as humans, we are naturally drawn to the concept of light. There's a reason people like so many cat videos or feel-good stories in the news. It's because it reminds us of our humanity. It reminds us of our light. If you think about it, at the end of the day, we are children of light. We are all daughters and sons of God and made in His image and likeness. He is our Heavenly Father. Just like our earthly parents pass things down to us, our Heavenly Father has given us an incredible gift, the gift of His light. I am sure you have seen it in your lives just like I have, but it's in those moments of kindness where we see people helping each other, loving each other, and guiding each other. It's in these times of love and charity that we see the light of the Father shine through the darkness of our world. As Catholics, we are called to be the light in the world. We are called to share the light given to us by the Father with those in our lives. Just like the parable, do not hide your lamp under a basket, but rather bring it out and use it to guide those around you. So as we approach the celebration of Christmas, do not forget to be the light to those around you, even though it can be stressful and burdensome at times. Remember the gift we have received. Be a light in the world, and let your light shine.
The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh come, Emmanuel. The child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh come, Emmanuel. Can you hear the angels singing? Glory to the light of the world. Glory, the light of the world is here. Drought breaks with the tears of a mother. A baby's cry is the sound of love. Come down, Emmanuel.
Let us lift our voice to the Father and pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Father most holy, you sent your Son the light of the world, into our world to shatter our darkness. May he illumine our hearts so that with every moment of every day, we may bring your light, your joy, your peace to everyone we meet. We ask this through Christ, the light of the world, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks everyone for joining us in prayer today. Take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.